This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon on my program called Rise. I'm Renette Myberg, and we're on 7 to 9 a.m. I just want to encourage you, please join us on Facebook this afternoon. We have somebody very, very special on our program this afternoon, Laura Kirsten, and she is a mom, and she is a wife to one of our amazing presenters. He's award-winning, nominated presenter, and we are so proud of him. But I also want to mention that Laura is a woman of her own, and she's a wellness facilitator who helps stressed, tired women transform their health on a cellular level through natural supplementation so they can have the energy to thrive and not simply survive. And don't we all feel like that so often, that we are just literally surviving in this busy world that we live as moms, wives, you know, our own businesses and as women of God. But Laura is able to steward our health and our body as God's temple. Her goal is that through helping others restore their health, they can then live out their God-given purposes without being hampered by ill health. And praise the Lord for the work that she does, because, you know, we go through life so uninformed, and, you know, we don't know what to do. We hear this diet and that diet, and then we do this, we can eat this and we can't eat that, and then it comes to supplementation. That is what we even know even less of. So we are going to discuss that straight after this, but first we're going to listen to Reckless Love with Corey Asbury as I introduce her straight after this. God bless you, and we'll just stay tuned. Good afternoon, family and friends, and we have the privilege of having Laura Kirsten in the studio with us today, and she's going to talk about help us make informed decisions on our health and supplementation. So, Laura, you've been in the industry for quite a while, and you've been a wellness facilitator. Kind of tell us, how did you get into this whole industry in this field? What drove you to stepping into this?
Renette, I think it's helpful for me to just recap a little bit on my personal story. So I think I've always been interested in healthy living. In fact, I was reminded of this when I met with some friends a little while back, and they said, you were always the one picking the salad and this and that. And so I considered myself to be a fairly healthy person. And it was at the time when my husband and I decided it was time for us to start a family. We thought everything would just happen and naturally and quickly and easily, like it was with all my friends. And it was while we struggled to conceive that I realized, okay, something must be amiss. Because the doctors had said, well, they can't find anything wrong. So we just need to relax and let it happen in its time. And so it was during that time that I started to take consideration to my body, what I was putting in it, what I was putting on it, and what I was using in my environment. And we made a few, and I say we, because there are two people involved in making a baby.
Absolutely.
And we made some changes, not drastic, dramatic ones, some small ones, and fell pregnant. And it was with this miracle of new life growing inside of me that I started to marvel at the human body. I started marveling at, like, wow, my skin stretches to accommodate this growing being. And just feeling the baby move inside of me, our little son. And so through pregnancy, I had an amazingly healthy pregnancy. It was actually right as I felt pregnant that I started my supplementation journey. Mm. And so my son was been getting the good stuff since he was in utero. And it was through my pregnancy, through birthing, through breastfeeding, the toddler years, and now we're in the going into senior primary years, being responsible for another life and wanting to make the best choices and decisions for him. opened a gateway into another world for me.
Yes.
I am somebody that I do suffer from analysis paralysis. So I do tend to go and explore and to go through all the avenues. But this has been a marvelous journey for me. And I often say I've done a lot of the hard work so that some people don't have to. Mm-hmm. I've walked certain ways yes. so that I can save people that journey. But that's really where it started for me. And seeing every step of the way, we had to make a choice. Are we going to breastfeed or bottle feed? Are we going to start solids now or then? Are we? So as I said, having another little human being to look after. And then when they get sick, if they get sick, children will get sick. Children must get sick because they need to build their immune system. Are we fearful in the face of illness? Or are we empowered to make decisions that can help us going forward? And so, yes, there's a lot that even with my journey, there are things I look back on and go, oh, goodness, I wish I could have done that differently. But I know that for the most part, I've been able to make some really good decisions, and that has stood me in good stead. So that's just a little bit around where I've come from on my own personal journey with my husband and with my son. And now, in more recent years, I have parents who are aging and whose health is starting to fail. And so I've been able to step in and aid them as well.
Fantastic. You know, and then, you know, we were just discussing earlier on, you know, you've been, you know, it's been quite a thing that you've had to come and help others now, you know. So what was your journey in? How did you end up setting yourself up now for that part of the journey that you actually said, no, this field I know I can help people with? Because, you know, we struggle tremendously, and especially us that are not equipped and not knowledgeable mm-hmm. and don't really understand. We just look at an ad and we go and buy, or we follow, you know, somebody else's advice, or, you know, we get information from all over the place, and everything that comes up on YouTube ads we seem to go for, and we get so confused, you know. And you know, you were sharing earlier on something about, you know, not having the knowledge and not having the wisdom and the guidance. What is it that you do in to fulfill this, you know, what you're doing right now?
So as we started to practice things in our own life and we started to see amazing results, my husband suffered terribly with IBS, for example, and there were things we could put in place to ease. We have a chest of drawers at home. It was his growing up as a child, and the bottom drawer was filled with medication that he used to have to take.
Yes.
And over time, that has now been replaced with electronic equipment.
Okay.
Wires and cables and things.
Yes,
we no longer, you know, we no longer rely on that. Really, as we journeyed on in our own path, my desire to help people started to grow, because you can see, oh, I know what you could do. I know what you could do. Unfortunately, I've had to learn the very hard lesson that you can't help everybody. You can only help people that want to be helped. And so it's bringing people into a state of awareness. As I grew with my journey, so grew my desire to help others. And so I made a decision, in actual fact, a massive pivot happened in 2020 at the onset of the pandemic, because finally people were actually ready to listen. They were fearful for their health and they were bored because they were locked in at home. So we hopped on Zoom before Zoom fatigue was a thing, and started to do wellness talks, started to run some programs. And so that was where my captive audience started. And so for 18 months, I come from a marketing background. I was a brand manager and a marketing manager. And so I understand, you know, you said something a little earlier about the products that are marketed at us. So I understand, although I don't come from the retail marketing space, I come from the education marketing space. At the end of the day, the marketers are clever. They tell us what we want to hear, what they want us to hear.
That's correct.
To make us maybe aware of certain needs that they think we need to fulfill. And so for me, I ended up making a decision. I'm now 41. I'm not afraid or ashamed to tell you my age.
You look fabulous.
And last year when I turned 40, I said, I now need to take this next step. I need to take the skill set which I've developed because I know how to share information around, you know, how to market myself. But this passion, I've been, doing some studies, some natural health and nutrition studies, and being coached and mentored by some amazing women in this industry. And it's time for me to now take a bold step of faith. And I resigned from my full-time job to go into this and to do this. And so as much as this is my vocation, I also believe that this is my ministry as well.
Amen.
Because I believe that each one of us have been placed on this earth to fulfill a specific role and purpose. In my case, I am a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a daughter. In order for me to be a wife that is present, showing up, physically available to serve my family, to serve my husband, to meet his needs, I need to be my best, to take care of my body, to be there for my son, to run alongside the cricket field and cheer for him, or to drive him around to activities, or to sit with him in the late afternoon to homework. Mm. I need to be energized and present. And to be a daughter that can serve my parents in their later years, because I think there can be no greater honor than serving your parents when they are aging after, particularly, and I know not everybody has a great story. For me, I have parents that have loved and doted on me all my life, and it's now my time to serve them. In order for me to do that, I need to be strong and healthy. So that is my role. And then you've got your purpose. Renette, you play an incredibly important role because you are a voice to people. People tune in, they listen to you. But in order for you to do that job, you need to be strong and healthy.
Absolutely.
We've got people doing jobs that they're passionate about, crucial roles. And then we've got people even fulfilling roles in NGOs and serving. If they are not, and in ministry, if they are not taking care of themselves, they cannot be of absolute service. They cannot fulfill the purpose that God has put on them in this life. And that's where we speak about that thriving and surviving. Today, I see so many people just running on survival mode. They're not thriving. And I see people that are being debilitated by headaches, inflammation, and even more dreadful things like cancer. Mm-hmm. So I believe as the body of Christ, it is our duty to steward our health. We get one body, one. You cannot go and trade this in for another. One body, this is our vessel. This is our temple. And to be honest, it's also the area that frustrates me greatly because I look around me and I want to go to the body of Christ. What are you doing? Why aren't you not, why can you not
yourself.
See?
Yes.
But this is the area that God has got me practicing a lot of patience and love in. And so I realize a lot of people just don't know that they don't know. Mm. And, as one of my very good mentors and friends says to me, she says, when people are sick, they run to the duomini and they run to the doctor.
Yes.
Mm. While I believe there is most certainly a place for prayer for healing and medical intervention, the responsibility starts with us first.
And the decision starts with us, the choice
Correct.
That
it's,
we make.
It's our body.
Mm.
So it's how do we care for our body? We need to take back our health. I say to people, if you've got a car that runs on petrol, if you go and put diesel in your car's going to break down. Now, you can go and lay hands and say, in Jesus' name, car work. And maybe through some miracle, God,
miracle.
You know, makes your car work. If you go the next week and you do the same thing again, and that's what we're doing with our bodies.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, for a lack of wisdom. And it's our duty to be informed and to better understand our body and its systems. And when we do understand it, we don't have to run to the doctor to fix every little problem. I'm not anti-doctor. I'm just saying there are things we can do to actually prevent ourselves from having to go down that route in the beginning. And as you start taking ownership, you have more confidence in making wise decisions because you're not fearful. Perfect love casts out fear, and God has made us perfectly and wonderfully in our bodies to heal themselves. So it's time that we take back our health, take back ownership.
Amen.
Which is what you said a little bit earlier. So nutrition and stress, poor hydration, lack of sleep, they all impact us. And sometimes we're so busy saving the world and we can be doing very noble things, even in ministry, but we run our tank on empty and then we burn out. We are body, mind, and spirit, and we need to take care of all three. If you think about a stool with three legs, if one of them is falling off or loose, the whole chair is going to be wobbly. So how can you do what you need to do if you're not taking sufficient care of yourself?
Amen, amen. And this is where I want to encourage you. please go and listen to your body. And we are so out of sync. And if, as you said, Laura, if we don't have all three in full alignment according to the word, we are going to be falling apart sooner or later. And especially when we're getting older, that is where we see all the things that we should have done and we didn't do mm-hmm. come out in full force. And, you know, we can possibly just touch on the whole COVID thing after, you know, after the break as well. Because I think it is very, people have questioned, you know, why did so many people die? And it's possibly due to the fact that we've never looked after ourselves. And, you know, like any Formula One driver, he goes and puts at his pit stop, gets into line. Even the professionals do this. Get into line. Go and check everything that is working, doing things. And this is what I would like you just to encourage us afterwards. How do we go and get ourselves helped? You know, I would, you know, would you suggest that we go into getting a consultant to walk a road with us? But we're going to cover that as soon as we've done our next song. And I do believe that this is such confirmation that we need to have had Laura on my program. It's called Completely, first of all. And that is what we are expecting, complete health and complete wellness and well-being and trusting the Lord completely for our well-being as well. And it's sung by Anna Laura. So I'm looking forward to listening to this, but I want you to stay tuned and go onto our Facebook. There is so much happening there and we are live as we speak. So please, please, please join us and it'll be wonderful to get your feedback and as we go forth on the next session of our program. But just stay tuned and we'll be back with you shortly. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us on this lovely day. And we have got an incredible guest with us today, and she's giving us so much amazing information. I am in awe of what I don't even know, and it's been such an education for me. So we've got Laura Kirsten in the studio with us, and she's a wellness facilitator, and it's been fabulous having you on the show so far. But I do need to do some admin. I would like to encourage you to go onto our WhatsApp line if you want to know anything about our guests or our program or us even, or you want to complain or you want to compliment, please do so on our WhatsApp line 081-729-1657. Our Telegram number is exactly the same, 081-729-1657. And our SMS line is 37988. And then we've got our Facebook. Really, there is so much happening on our Facebook. Please go and have a look and participate. We'd love to get to know you better. And we'd love to hear from you. But our counseling department as well, if there's any way that we can help you or guide you or direct you, please contact us on 021-9177-000 and you just press option 1. And yes, we are the program where we give you hope, guidance, and wisdom and knowledge when real life happens in the family. And we discuss relevant and often unspoken issues in the family in truth and in love. But with God, we can do everything together as a family. And that is what my program's about, is that we can rise up to every single issue that we have in our life. And today we're talking about supplements and about our health. So Laura, thank you so much for joining us. And that song was really apt about completely entrusting the Lord and praying by Anna Laura. And so just tell me, you know, what we are really struggling with right now is the fact that we don't know what to use. And there are certain conditions that really run a lot, in, you know, that are common. So if you can just give us a bit of feedback on that.
All right, so there are a number of issues that people may come to me with, and I can quite easily group them. So firstly, we've got people who come with lifestyle-related diseases. So these are things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes type 2. The good news about these is that they can all be reversed through diet, nutrition, and lifestyle. You'll often hear people say, they'll say, oh, we've got problem X running in our family. It's hereditary. You know, high cholesterol runs in our family. Heart disease runs in our family. Do you know what else runs in families? Poor nutrition. because you, your mom, to her best of her ability, made food the way that her mom taught her or was modeled to her, whatever her circumstances were. And so we're taught a particular way. And sometimes it's not just that. It's just, you know, the extra things creeping in. And poor dietary choices are 99% of the time the root cause of the problem. So oftentimes people come and say, oh, what can you give me for high blood pressure, heart disease or whatever? Now, first of all, I'm not allowed to ever link a supplement with a disease because that is actually very highly regulated right now. We're not allowed to do that. And I'm going to explain to you what I do in a moment to help them.
Yes.
But so first, we've got our lifestyle-related diseases. Then we've got people who come to me with deficiencies. So I often have someone will say, oh, I've got an iron deficiency. Do you have something I can take? Or I've got a calcium deficiency. My bones are brittle. Or I've got osteoporosis or something like that. Now, one of the foundations that I've been taught is that you've got to get to the root cause of why. Things are not always as they seem.
Yes.
For example, so we don't need to treat the symptoms. We need to find out what's underlying. So for example, in the case of iron deficiency, somebody may have an iron deficiency not because they're not consuming something with iron, or not even because maybe a lot of women will come to me and say, I'm bleeding profusely every month and now I've got an iron problem. Well, first of all, we've got to deal with why you're bleeding so proficiently. Okay, so profusely, I mean. And we've got to address the how much estrogen is in your diet and all those kind of things. So we look at that. But often the problem is that you're not absorbing the iron and the nutrients from the food that you're eating. So what you have is a digestive problem that then links to other deficiencies. Same with calcium. Calcium and we can talk about that in a little bit more detail.
Yes.
But just now I'm going to go into why. But our body is amazingly created, as we said. And it goes into autocorrect mode when something is not right. So one of the foundational principles I work on is that of acid alkaline. Our blood is alkaline, okay, and it is alkaline at 7.35 to 7.45. The things that impact our alkalinity is our diet. It is what we're taking into our bodies, and it can also be impacted by stress and medication. Very simply, when you eat food, or when there's a fire, what's left at the end? Ash, right?
Yes.
So when you eat your food leaves an ash, if I can call it that, in your blood, which impacts if your blood is acid or alkaline. When your body is in an acidic state, that is when disease thrives. That's when illness starts to set in. And in order to protect ourselves, we need to keep our bodies alkaline. And as I mentioned, you're just like your phone, when you send a WhatsApp, there's that irritating autocorrect that pops up and tries to put in all funny words that you didn't intend to say. Your body has an autocorrect built in. And so in order to neutralize, in order to get back to an alkaline state, your body goes to extract calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus from your bones and from your organs in order to rectify that imbalance. So now you think about it. Somebody will come and say to me, I've got a calcium deficiency. I need to get in more calcium. The problem is you probably have an acidic body. So your body's constantly going to draw calcium from your bones. So yes, we can top up your calcium, but let's look at alkalizing your body. So it's a, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's not always as simple as these things.
And but then, as you say, it has to go. You have to go back to the beginning.
Correct.
Yes. Where did this all start?
Yes. And then we've got our imbalances. And so many people have things out of balance, like their gut health. Gut health is at the helm of everything. Okay, gut health and hormone health. If those things are out of balance, it can cause a myriad of problems for you. It affects your thyroid. It affects your weight, your ability to lose weight. It affects menopause symptoms.
Mm.
I know women who are going through menopause symptom-free. Perimenopause, which is sort of the phase I'm going into now. And so these are the kind of issues that people come to me at. And I say, we can't just throw a supplement at the
and
problem.
And a proper pull or something like that.
No.
Mm. And I think we do that a lot.
So, you know, as I mentioned, we need to shift the focus onto how does our body work. And that is our responsibility. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's our responsibility, because then we can make better decisions. if we are doing what we need to do, if we're getting incorrect nutrition, if we are treating our body with adequate hydration, with sleep and rest, which are two different things, and reducing our stress levels, then our bodies can do what they need to do to fix. And obviously the area that I'm most passionate about is the nutrition. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine.
Wow.
So just like you wouldn't drive with your petrol tank on reserve, many people are going on their bodies on reserve, and then their bodies are crashing. So we get to the root cause. We don't just look at the symptoms. If there's a crack in the wall, you could just go and paint over the crack. You could plaster and paint over the crack, but the crack will probably reappear and reappear and reappear. What do? You need to go and look at the foundation.
Amen.
And that's where we need to start with our health at a cellular level. Allopathic medication can bring relief of symptoms. It's symptomatic relief, but it often results in side effects that then needs to be treated with more medication. That results in side effects that needs more medication. So many people, you know, at the first sight of something, run to allopathic meds. On the other extreme, we've got all sorts of alternative route medications that are available.
Yeah.
And then, as my friend said on Saturday, she was saying, you know, you can be sucking drops and taking pills all day long from the allopathic medicine route as well. So it's really not about just treating the symptoms. We've got to get to the root cause. We've got to address why it is you're struggling with what you're struggling with, and then we can build a foundation of health on that.
Fantastic. But we're going to continue with this amazing conversation. We are just really touching the tip of the iceberg. We are definitely going to have to discuss this further, because this is an essential foundational need that we have to have as a whole family, you know, for generations to come. So thank you so much for that information, Laura. We are going to be going into a song with Kezia Peterson, Waiting on You. But please stay tuned and join us on Facebook. This is an incredible program. It's something that we need as a family, very essential and very, very important. So we'll chat to you straight after this. And thank you for joining us and staying tuned with us this afternoon. And that was Kezia Peterson, Waiting on You, one of my favorite local artists. And we have Laura Kirsten in the studio with us this afternoon, and she is giving us an amazing, amazing amount of information on supplements and health. So, you know, we were talking about, what would you recommend when we've come to a decision that we are going to look after our health? What would you recommend would be the best advice to give to our listeners right now?
Right, Renette, I think it's important to just start off by saying that I believe that today everybody needs to supplement, but not in the format you might think. I have a lot of people that say to me, Laura, I don't want to take any potion pills or powders. I want to get what I need out of my food. And I couldn't agree more. I am not one for taking your vitamin A, B, C, D, and E in a pill form. And I also believe that you need to get your nutrition from your food. But here's the thing. These days, our food sources and our food quality is very poor. And so we need to source the right food. Possible reasons for this is there's poor soil quality. There is produce that's picked way ahead of time. Have you ever bought bananas that are luminous green? Now, they've already gone through quite a few processes before they've landed in the shops, before they've landed in your house. What color were they when they were picked off the tree?
Oh, my goodness.
Have they developed their full nutritional profile? We've got genetically modified food.
Yes.
We've got fertilizers and pesticides, which can disrupt our hormonal systems. And the food is just not the quality. It's not the same as the food we had in the Bible days. Even things like bread, for example, and we can go into that another time. But really, it's about making sure that we can get the nutrition that we need. And so I want to just quickly go back to if we look at where supplementation started. So in the late 1800s, people believed that bad air was actually the cause of illness and diseases, things like cholera and the plague. But it was in the early 1900s that doctors and scientists began to promote what is known as the germ theory instead. And that's the belief that specific germs caused specific diseases. So as a result, people started to sterilize their food. They started to cook it. And things like milling of grain happened, which destroyed the B vitamins. And ultimately, this led to scientists discovering and identifying that there are specific nutrients that are important in food. And so they created supplemental vitamins to replace the lost nutrients. And these were basically synthetic versions of the natural elements that were and still are important to our good health. And as the medical community became more aware of the benefits, so the number of products on the market just grew and grew and grew. The problem with most of the products on the market today, they are made with synthetic ingredients. I like to focus on going back to whole food. And because I can't get everything I need out of whole food, I start off with whole food supplementation. So these are things made out of plant foods. So these are things like extracted leaf juices and things from vegetables and from fruit, but they are minimally processed and there's no heat applied and they still have live enzymes in them. So the food is in its whole form. And we see then that the vitamins in the food is in the state with which God intended them to be. It's God-made food for a God-made body.
Wow.
So everything is still intact. And the nutrients haven't been taken out. And importantly, they haven't been isolated from one another. So they provide much more complete package of nutrients than if you were consuming each thing alone. Now, there's two things that we can consider, and I won't get too much into it. I don't want to become too complex, but the one is bioavailability. So that relates to how easily something like your minerals and your vitamins and your enzymes are for the body to digest and absorb. So food-based supplements are much more likely to be able to supply these bioavailable forms of these nutrients because they're actually in the food form still. And the second one is complexity, because they deliver not just one thing, not just an isolated vitamin, but the full spectrum. And this has a synergistic effect on our body. Now, there are four things I can tell you to look for. Number one is, first of all, the most important thing is you need to become the guru of yourself. You need to make informed decisions. Yes. So get to understand your body, become informed and exercise wisdom and discernment because you need to make the choices. That's number one. Secondly, align yourself with only a handful of people. Decide who you're going to follow and who you're going to look to for advice. Because if we go onto Instagram or YouTube or something, everybody's telling you a different story.
Yes.
So as you're doing your homework, you will find the Lord and pray. The Lord will lead you to the right people to align yourself with. And observe them and observe their health. If they're selling health products, but their own health is failing, and I'm not talking things happen to us, but I'm saying in general, if they're constantly struggling with, you know, surface level things, you need to question, are they practicing what they're preaching? Can I trust them? You know, there's that saying, never trust a skinny chef.
Okay.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. So never, you know, look to who you're looking to advise for. Yeah. Thirdly, do not run after gimmicks and diets.
Yes.
Diets bring you into bondage.
So important.
And be wary of new products that haven't been tried and tested, that don't have clinical trials, that don't have, you know, documented evidence. And that goes both for your natural supplementation and your allopathic medicine. And look for the research behind it. And then lastly, to look at the methods that have been used to manufacture the products, the supplements you're using. So look at the extraction method that was used. Heat should never be applied. Heat destroys the valuable things that we need.
Yes, I heard that.
So it should be extracted using cold pressed methods, and no chemical solvents should be used in the extraction process. Should be as processed as little as possible, especially where whole food supplements are concerned. Then see, were pesticides used? Were fertilizers used? Are they GMO free? Do they use binders or fillers? Those are things that are added to the supplement to bulk it up or to hold it together. And do they contain preservatives? You don't want preservatives. You want preservative free. Is there a returns policy? The specific range of products I've aligned myself with, they actually have a 30-day returns policy. If something doesn't agree or doesn't work, you have the right to return it? And do they have customer service and follow-up? And in my instance, that is for me, the difference is I don't just recommend supplements. I don't just say, here you go, here's what you need. For me, that's not the end. That's the start of the journey.
Yes, you're interested in the result.
Correct. I'm going to check in with you. And that's the thing. If you go to the health shop, there's so many products on the shelves these days, but nobody's going to come and say, right, what are your needs? And they're Absolutely. Not going to phone you the next day. They're not going to show you how to use it. They're not going to phone you the next day and say, how are you doing? Can we adjust it a bit?
That's exactly what we found.
I journey with you to make sure that you're getting the benefits and that we are getting the things that we want to achieve.
So tell us, how do we connect with you? What is it that you're offering right now? You were talking about a little program that we can join, and I'm definitely going to be on that. That I can tell you now, because I've made a foundational decision now to look after myself. I'm stepping into my 60th year, and it's now time for me.
And it's never too late, Renate, never. Mm-hmm. I'm working with my dad. He's in his 80s. It's never too late.
Fantastic.
Yes. So I've got something called the 7-Day Health Jumpstart. Mm-hmm. And it's really a fantastic opportunity. 1 week where I journey with you. We do it online in a fun environment. I'm going to teach you 7 concepts. And I'm going to get you doing some really basic things every day that are going to make a difference. You don't need any special food. You don't need any special equipment. It's not a boot camp. I'm going to help you train your brain and getting you doing the activities. And it's 150 rand, so it's not going to break the bank.
Absolutely.
For a whole week. And at the end of that week, we look at, we actually assess you before and afterwards. And we look at where have the little shifts been. And then I can sit down with you and I can say, look, these are your options. Should you wish to go forward, these are the recommendations. And I always work with somebody within their budget, where they're at. And I have got in my team of people all kinds of specialists I can pull in. We do in-depth consultations when necessary, and we help people. So if anybody wants to get hold of me, they can WhatsApp me. It's 073-183-5269. My email is laura@higherliving.me. And I'm also on Instagram, Laura Kirsten. Do go and give me a follow.
Yes, absolutely.
And on Facebook, my Facebook page is Higher Living with Laura. So I'll just mention the cell phone number one more
Please
time.
Please do.
073-183-5269. Pop me a WhatsApp, pop me an email, pop on my social media, let me know, and I'll happily send you the info on the 7 days, or we can start a conversation around your needs.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Laura, for being with us. May the Lord just continuously use you to get our nation and our families back on track in their health and their well-being. And yes, family, go and sort yourself out for 2023. We cannot go into this new year limping and buckled and bent. So I do ask you, go onto our website to go look and see if you can find this podcast. If you've only tuned in now and you've missed all the information, please go and look us up and download the podcast, and as well as all this information is on our Facebook, and we will definitely want to help you. But please stick to the rules. Look after yourselves in this next week. See you same time next week at the same time, and have a God-blessed week further. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.